B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub. Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
There's a disagreement here in studio.
How unusual.
I'll tell you what, it's what makes us different that makes us great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Out the clouds, clown ground you like terrible weather. Nobody does it better than I. So approve, I call it Simon. Most rappers.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
What's up? Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
There's a disagreement here in studio.
How unusual.
I'll tell you what, it's what makes us different that makes us great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Out the clouds, clown ground you like terrible weather. Nobody does it better than I. So approve, I call it Simon. Most rappers is real hard, but still hardly rhyme.
To all,
rise and shine.
Give God glory.
I already give a percent of mine to Bert and Corey, and still got bills and employees to pay. So excuse me, Lord, we'll settle up toward the end of my days. My ways are controls, hard to swallow. Known to leave, but some would rather see me follow behind. Sorry to disappoint, but this joint's mine. Display your envy, but say no.
Like 98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And if you don't listen to the show all the way through, shame on you, A. And B, you're not living life to the fullest. Because I'll tell you this, is that there is a show called Family Matters. And you might know it as Urkel, but it was far more than that. And what they did is that I will watch the show and I will say to myself, what is going on? And so far, when I was in broadcasting from my house, Urkel at one point turned into Kung Fu Urkel, Bruce Lee Urkel. He at one point was a prince at Disney World, where he was being in a horse-drawn carriage as Stefan Urkel. There was one where him and Mr. Winslow became very, very small and were going around the cupboards of the kitchen. And then there was one where they were flying an airplane. There was one where he...
why do you stop there? Just in case. Just
okay.
In case.
All right. Obviously the writer's room said kids will watch anything. And they just were like, well, if we run out of idea, we can make ideas. We can make anything happen.
So Fred, when you were telling me this yesterday, I said, all right, have you seen all of them? You said, this is one of the shows I've not seen every episode of. And I said, it sounds like now that the writers were just daring each other. All right, what's the most absurd thing you can have Urkel do? And I dare you to do it and to see if people would actually watch it. And I said, all right, I'm going to look up, I'm going to find some plot lines, and you're going to tell me whether or not these are real Family Matter plot lines. I have to tell you, Fred, because I don't know much about Family Matters. Last night, I spent 3 hours cackling laughing.
Yes.
Like, I don't know. I didn't know about any of this stuff. Well, first of all, there's one, like, do they ever address the sadness that is Urkel's family life? Because apparently he's never at home.
No.
And I guess at one point, his parents just left and moved to Russia and abandoned him. And he had to move in with, like, the Family Matters family. And I'm like, how is that not the saddest thing ever?
Well,
they gloss it over. They're like, yeah, he moved to Russia. And then they just left him there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Urkel, that's why he felt the need to create the machine that could turn him into so many fun things.
like Urkel's story is a tragic story that nobody seems to address. Like, he never wants to be at home. There's like hints that maybe his parents might not like him.
There's not hints. It's addressed that they find
and
him
they
annoying.
Abandoned him. They moved to Russia. Did they ever explain why they left him?
Yeah, they didn't like him.
For this feel-good family comedy, I'm like, there's a horribly tragic core to the center of what's going on here, and no one's discussing this. And then, Fred, there's things that I'm sure every Family Matters person knows, but me seeing for the first time, like when they just stop in the middle of the episode just so Steve Urkel can create his own dance.
Crank up the music. Oh, it's time to do the Urkel. I'm telling you, baby, it's better than Elvis.
And like, everyone knows the dance and the song.
Now point your fingers up
like
to the sky.
Boombox happens to have a bed that says, do the Urkel. Which, how did that happen?
I don't know, Rich. How do they become so tiny? How does he turn into Bruce Lee Urkel?
Well, I don't know if you could really...
I think you're picking out minor plot flaws from a show that is... should exist on the moon.
Bruce Lee Urkel is,
You are the one who called my friend a bimbo.
She's a tramp. She can stay, but you get lost.
Big mistake, Goldilocks.
I'm sitting there, and I'm looking at this, and how did this exist for so long?
Well, I like that when he becomes Bruce Lee Urkel, he has that Hop Sing accent that he throws.
Which I'm sure would, people would feel fine airing today.
Yeah, but it's not enough to have him look like Bruce Lee. He's got to do a Hop Sing accent
All right, so here's how it's going to work, Fred. Give me a little Family Matters theme here. I need to feel good, all right? I swear to God, I was just going through this. And
you know, this guy sings. This guy did Step by Step. He did Full House. This guy sang all of them and wrote them out of the fire.
But there must be some magic inside these gentle walls.
Right, they're all like Richard Marx knockoff singers.
No, it's the same guy. I'm not lying. And I just read something about the guy.
You know why you just read something about the guy? He just died 3 days ago.
Oh, what a jackass. Way to die, stupid.
That's why you read something about him. It was a retrospective.
Was it a murder-suicide?
With the sting at the end. Save that sting. Yeah. Anytime sad or inappropriate. Yeah,
give me this sting. Give me this sting. What was it, a murder-suicide?
I don't have it. All right, so I'm going to give you a plot line, Fred. You just have to tell me if it's a real Family Matters plot or a fake one, okay?
Okay.
All right. After NASA buys the patent to one of Urkel's inventions,
it's
he is
real.
Launched into space to test it out,
it's real.
And all hell breaks loose.
It's real.
All right, let's go Urkel in space.
Hey, Mitch, does this satellite have thrusters for orbit adjustments?
I don't know.
This is Mission Control, affirmative on thrusters, but they're radio controlled, and the satellite's receiver is a no-go.
Gotcha. See what I'm thinking is? What if I hotwire this sucker?
It appears that a plan has been formulated by Steve Urkel himself.
Okay, now the saddest thing about that episode, by the way, Fred, is that is the final episode of the entire series, and you can hear in his voice he's gone through puberty and yes. He's struggling to do the Urkel nerd voice. Listen to it. Like he's like really stood.
Hey, Mitch, does this satellite have thrusters for orbit adjustments?
He's having a hard time.
Is that how the show ends? Is he stuck in space?
Yeah. So the final episode is that Urkel goes to space and ends up saving the world. And when he comes back home, he's a hero. And he goes, all I thought about was your kiss to whatever Laura's doing. And then they kiss. And it really abruptly ends. Like, there isn't even, like, a big family. And it's over. And it says, like, Carson Wernie Carter or whatever, the production company. It's done.
No, it's Miller Burnett. But so would you... But I guess the writers were like, let's go out with class. Let's not like make a big sappy thing. Let's show a little class here. Let's not go crazy.
Sure. That sting is the best.
So, Walk, what'd you say about that singer there? He what?
He just died.
So, I got off the phone with the doc, and he said, it's pancreatic cancer.
All right. Well, it's all a rare condition in these day and age. All right.
All right.
You know, one of the girls from that show actually became a porn star. I'm not lying. That's true. Okay. And there was one little kid. There's one little kid that's in like the theme, like during the credits, who's got like AC Green hair. And I don't know if he was ever in an episode. Like a lot of people written off of the episodes.
All right. I'll do one more. Then we'll break because we have a guest.
Okay.
Urkel creates and detonates an atomic bomb.
I'm saying that's not true.
It is true. Let's go to the episode where Urkel creates an atomic
bomb.
Did
I do that?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Did I do that?
Oh, damn it.
Urkel just blew up all of Indianapolis.
It sounded like the Urkel bot, though. It didn't sound like him.
No, it was him. So he had created an atomic bomb as an experiment, and there was a keyword that would trigger it, and it was something like fudge cookies. And he goes, I sure do love fudge cookies. And there's a countdown that's Urkel's head kind of looking like Max Headroom. And he goes, here we go. You're all going to die. 5, 4, 3, 2. And then a bomb goes off, and they don't really address it after that. So Urkel essentially murdered hundreds of thousands of people.
Ah, look at all the skulls. Did I do that?
All right. Where's the sting?
Oh, I found a foot. Don't get too close. It's still radioactive. Wow, that's even out there for me. I didn't even...
He created an atomic bomb and detonated it.
Yeah, he created a bazooka and started just... He had two automatic weapons and just went around and killed everyone in the neighborhood. Laura, you'll be mine.
All right. So we've got plenty more, which we'll get to a little bit later on because we have a guest.
Okay.
But I haven't had this much. This is the most absurd. I mean, obviously, so many. I'm so late on this train. But I mean, one just guy's like, no, he didn't. No.
Yeah.
He did not.
It's. If you watch it with no sound, it's fantastic because it's always something ridiculous going on. They gave, you know, Urkel wasn't even supposed to be a main character, but then I guess he was a sensation. So like everything after the second season apparently is just this absurd as any. I mean, you made an effing atomic bomb and detonated it. All right. We got someone on from D.C. to help us through this Redskin stuff. We'll be right back.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Toucher and Rich.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone today?
Oh, it's just a day after day of delight.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
98.5 The Sports Hub. This is Toucher and Rich. This thing with Seinfeld is getting bizarre. I can look at an episode of Seinfeld. This is Bubble Boy. I can look at an episode.
It is?
Yes. I can look at an episode of Seinfeld with no sound for 2 seconds and figure out what episode it is.
Moors.
Nope.
Moops.
Yes, that's right.
Moops.
I mean, it's pretty sad, actually.
Well, I guess we have another game to play. On Monday or Tuesday.
You know why I've seen so many Seinfelds is I'm all alone. No one loves me. All right, John Gonzalez. Everyone loves him. He's a reporter for ABC 7 in Washington, D.C. He joins us in the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Mr. Gonzalez, hello.
Guys, I think I've watched more Seinfeld than I have in years as well. There's just no sports. There's nothing to do.
Yeah, and Seinfeld is something that I can watch over and over again, but it is bizarre that I can look at it for 2 seconds with no sound on and know what episode it is. So... this is Bubble Boy because they're at the diner and she wants a sign to 8x10 and then blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
yeah, he was hauling you. Yeah, that's right. All right. So, John, we, you know, we're greatly anticipating a huge story about the Redskins coming out. And, you know, it was people were talking about how it was going to affect Dan Snyder. And while it is a very provocative story, it didn't really implicate Snyder and all that much. Is there another shoe to drop, in your opinion, with this?
Well, it's hard to say, and I think you're absolutely right. I think that's the mood here in D.C., not to make this trivial at all, because it is a serious allegation. There right. are victims involved. But, you know, you were hearing rumors like, you know, Dan Snyder was in bed with Epstein and connected with Epstein and, you know, sex payoffs and prostitution and FedEx Field, the stadium was being used as a sex trafficking site. I mean, these are the kind of rumors we were hearing this week. And come to find out, again, serious allegations, but does it put Dan Snyder in a position where he has to step down? I don't think it does. But, you know, this is a town. Nobody in D.C. likes Dan Snyder. Right. Nobody.
Right.
And so everyone's wondering, is it enough? I mean, can we work this in a way where we have to force him to step down? I don't know. And at the end of the day, guys, I really think Dan Snyder, on paper, did everything right this week. He fired two of his front office guys. He tells the legendary broadcast play-by-play guy that's been here for 16 years, hey, you got to step down. And he abruptly retires. I hate to say it, but for those who hate on Dan Snyder.
Oh, he's a piece of garbage. I can only imagine being in media in that town with that stupid prick buying the stupid magazines and radio stations.
Yeah, sure.
With his dumb investments that don't make any money.
Well,
yeah.
Well, along those lines, like covering this team, how much did you see? Or were you aware of kind of what all these women were talking about? Was this kind of a well-known thing? And how blatant was it?
There have always been allegations, and I, you know, it's the famous line. I don't want to speculate, but I will a little bit. There's always been the allegations. 2 years ago, there was the situation that became very high profile here with the cheerleaders. They get, you know, a trip to Costa Rica to go do a photo shoot, and instead they arrive and, oh, we're escorts all of a sudden. That story was, big here in D.C., and there's always been these rumors of, you know, sex parties and drug parties, but nothing ever really confirmed to the degree that now we had all this hype for this story. And, you know, now we have this situation where everyone this week was like, oh, we hope that there's not, you know, a lot of victims. We hope that it's not so terrible, but can Dan Snyder be, you know, like, can he be fired? That was always the last question. Like, can it be enough? Can it be grave enough to get rid of him? Because that's what everyone wants in this town.
So, from what you've heard, the three other owners, the 40% minority owners, you know, who are trying to sell their portion of it, was it this that made them jump ship, or is there something else as well?
I mean, you got to believe it's somehow connected. I mean, who has a week like this, like the Redskins? I mean, you start the week off retiring the name, a name that's been around since 1933. Dan Snyder publicly saying in the past, I will never change the name. And in a matter of days, he does it. Shareholders are saying, hey, we want out. And then this comes to, I mean, you know, the retirement of the broadcast guy was very strange. And then it's like, uh-oh, this is all kind of linked, we think. So, yeah, I mean, how do you, I mean, you know, I know you guys have done this for many years. I've covered sports in this town for 20 years, and I can't ever think of a week where a team has this much going on and it's not somehow intertwined.
I guess my the whole thing that makes it a little more puzzling is that, you know, they're selling off during a pandemic, so I think that's almost like it seems like it would be a bad time to sell. And now that they've gotten rid of the Redskins name, and they're now also seem to be like more of a promise that they would get a new stadium, because wasn't that kind of the deal, is that like they wouldn't build a new stadium unless that name was gone? That was kind of written in the sand, you know, that was the line in the sand. It just seems like with all of that going on, if you were an owner, it almost seemed like things were going to get better outside of just this story. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think at the beginning of the week, we looked at it as a whole, like, yeah, you know, there's light at the end of the tunnel. Maybe this is a positive. Yeah, we're going to miss, you know, fans were upset. We're going to miss the logo. We're going to miss that, you know, Native American pride, that courage, that brave mentality, which is what fans are defending with the name, the old name. But, you know, this turned ugly. You know, this had nothing to do with X's and O's, and, you know, this team has been bad for years, and we know that. But it's always been criticizing this team on the field, their product. This is different. You know, we're talking about, you know, these 15 women who were obviously affected by this in a very bad way. And now you got a very bad taste in your mouth when you're talking about this team. And here we are, a month until we start seeing football games, hopefully. And they don't even have a name. They don't have a name. They don't have an identity right now. I mean, it's a nightmare.
I really feel bad for Ron Rivera specifically because of what he had to go through with Jerry Richardson in Carolina. Now he has this. And Daniel Snyder didn't release a statement last night. He just put the human shield in front of him. And Ron Rivera, who just got there, has to answer for this?
Yep, and he answered right away. I mean, you got to wonder, does this guy have buyer's remorse? But he answered right away. And he said, you know, his daughter works for the organization, and there's no way in hell, his words, that he's going to put up with stuff like this. And he said Dan Snyder hired him to change the culture and make this a more inclusive organization. And he says that's exactly what's going to happen.
You see, I thought that Dan Snyder, amongst the owners, was kind of looked down upon. But now I'm thinking about it. So you've got Dan Snyder, who, according to reports, is picking their own lawyer to investigate their team. And you take a look at, you know, if someone made a good point this morning, you know, the Patriots didn't get to decide who investigated the whole Deflategate thing. And the whole Bountygate thing with the Saints, that was somebody that was decided on by the league itself. But the league is saying, all right, Dan, we'll take your word for it. The guy that you guys pick up. Doesn't that seem odd to you?
And, you know, being that this is such a political town, obviously, Washington, they get the woman who defended then Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, which was another huge scandal in this town. So you make that connection now, and it's like, oh my gosh, they got the same attorney that was helping that guy. So,
well,
can I
interject real quick? Hopefully, she can get whoever's on the stand to behave as normally as she did with Brett Kavanaugh. Because Brett Kavanaugh kept it together. Between the crying and the fits, it was really...
Working out with Tobin.
He should have walked away from that going, you know what, buddy? So I peed myself.
Yeah. But it is weird. It just it seems to me very strange that they're giving Dan Snyder a lot of leeway in this, which I obviously wouldn't expect.
Yeah, I mean, it is a little bizarre. It is a little bizarre that, you know, here we thought 24 hours ago, Dan Snyder is screwed. And this morning, he's sitting kind of pretty. He's calling the shots. He can look back and say, hey, I made moves this week to kind of, you know, address this. What do you want from me?
Does it bother him at all that he is so universally hated?
It doesn't seem to, guys. Like, it really doesn't seem to bother him. Yeah. He doesn't seem to care. He's kind of like out of the picture. He, you know, the rumor is he's on a boat out in, I don't know where, in Europe. You know, he's basically waiting out the pandemic on a boat is what we've heard. And so he just doesn't seem to, you know, to mind what the public here in D.C. thinks of him.
If you were to buy an NFL team, he grew up a Redskins fan, right?
Yeah.
So if you would think if you bought the team that you loved as a kid, that you would at least want the public to be able to stand you.
I think he has so much money. This is his toy. There are only 32 of these toys.
No, I know.
He's keeping it.
You guys are crazy. Of course he cares. He bought a radio station so they wouldn't trash him.
Yeah. No. He cares, but he's not doing anything about it. No. He cares that he's over it, whatever. If I owned a team and I had that kind of money and I grew up liking that team, part of the reason I'm buying it is to be a friend of the community. I don't get why these guys come in and act like that, but I don't know. Well, listen.
And he had an opportunity really to, if I can say real quickly, he had an opportunity to really kind of pull at the heartstrings of fans here in D.C. when he decided that they were going to review the name. People thought, oh my goodness, during this Black Lives Matter movement, Dan Snyder has a heart. He's finally deciding the name is racist and he's going to change it. And now it's like, oh, it maybe not. It never had anything to do with that.
Yeah. He really pulled at the heartstrings when in the press release that they were dropping the name, he said the term Redskins 5 times and put the logo on it as well.
Yeah. In letterhead. Yeah, Redskins letterhead. Yep.
That's right. Redskins letterhead. So, yeah. All right. Well, this is all weird. I still feel that there's another shoe that's going to drop, but I mean, obviously it's a big story. And
I just like that people were disappointed that it didn't take Snyder down. Which I could see why. John Gonzalez from ABC 7 in Washington, D.C. Thank you so much for the time, sir.
You guys are the best. I'm going to go watch some Seinfeld this weekend.
There you go. It's on TBS right now. All right. Yes. I don't get Dan.
I just love Dan Snyder while this is going on. It's just like fingers in his ears going, la, 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 la. I can't hear anything. I'm sailing. Yeah. Everything's cool, man.
He's in the Mediterranean somewhere.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. You know what this is music to do. We're not going to do it, but you know what this is music to do.
Oh, no.
We're not going to do it.
All right.
This is music to just get your buddies in a barn, get out the guitars, maybe a 7-string acoustic.
7-string acoustic? What, are you playing corn songs?
Yeah, man. Whatever floats your boat, or maybe you get in a tub with some of your buddies, a hot tub, and just kick it. That's shooting the breeze music. But we're not going to do shooting the breeze.
Tease the public like that, Fred. You can't tease the public
Listen,
like that.
The shooting the breeze, it gets a great reception.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't shoot the breeze every day.
I understand.
You have to let the people, they have to build up their breeze.
Yep, you got to let it breathe a little bit. You know, you got to let the suspense build.
It's all about breathing.
I understand.
In through the nose, out through the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Shooting the breeze is where I'm going. There was no one behind us on the golf course yesterday, so I played with Tim Brennan, and we could shoot the breeze on the tees. And on the greens, and everywhere in between.
And no pockets lasted the full 18 this time.
I played 18 holes, baby. Shot a 99.
Attaboy.
Very nice.
I got a point off my handicap.
Nice.
When you shoot a 99, you get a point off your handicap. There you go.
As soon as that happens to me, I'll let you know.
All right. We'll be right back here at the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sports Hub. This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's become painfully clear.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yeah, that was the plan. We were going to have smaller numbers. There's another group going out now, or 11:30. Pasta and Kasha will not be in it. You know, as for the league, Steve, it's unfit to participate right now. Hopefully that changes in the near future. And yeah, I mean, anytime players miss, you know, a session where we expect them back up to full speed, then you know, until he's out there, then it is a concern for us as a team. But we're just going to forge ahead.
used to let the mic smoke. Now I slam it when I'm done and make sure it's broke. When I'm gone, no one gets on, cause I won't let nobody press up and mess up the scene I set. I like to stand in a crowd and watch the people wonder, damn. But think about it, then you understand. I'm just an addict, addicted to music. Maybe it's a habit, I gotta use it. Even if it's jazz or the quiet storm.
985 to Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. We're on Twitch. Now you can see John and I on Twitch. It's very exciting. You can go to twitch.tv, search for Toucher and Rich, or get the Twitch app. We're the only station in the world that's on Twitch.
We were for a while.
We're the innovators,
Fred.
Yeah, just like my son's on Twitch playing stupid Fortnite. All right. First of all, I just found out that Chuck Woolery's kid got coronavirus.
Well, did you see he pulled that? I mean, so the whole deal was, and we'll just touch on this real quick. So a couple of days ago, Chuck Woolery tweeted something. He said, the most outrageous lies are the ones about COVID-19. Everyone is lying. The CDC, media, Democrats, our doctors, not all but most, that we are told to trust. I think it's all about the election and keeping the economy from coming back, which is about the election. I'm sick of it. Now, Donald Trump retweeted that.
You got to. I mean, if the guy hosted a Love Connection show 20 years ago, I mean, the guy's the voice of the nation.
So 2 days ago, Chuck Woolery deleted that tweet and tweeted this. To further clarify and add perspective, COVID-19 is real and it is here. My son tested positive for the virus, and I feel for those suffering and especially for those who have lost loved ones. So I think this is all a conspiracy. How, you know, everyone's lying to us about this, and then his son gets it, and he's like, oh, I guess this is something we need to worry about. And yeah. Deleted it after that.
Like, you know, I'm living my life and everything, you know, but wearing the mask, but I'm out there living my life. And I don't think it's not happening. I mean, it's an awful large conspiracy. If like, you know, 25,000 people like a day are in on it, I don't really know what to tell you. But Chuck Woolery, I mean, he is a man of great integrity.
That's the thing that always cracks me up. It's like, it's not real. All right, well, then what's going on in the Florida hospitals? What is everyone in there with? Why are they at capacity?
I guess just people in line at these tents and random mall parking lots to get tests.
Well, whatever about that. Like, you can say, well, you know, people are just like, you know, they're asymptomatic or they're just but, I mean, when you look at the hospitals, that's where you can see, like, what are they making it up? They just want to have, like, a pleasure, like, a week away from their family and possibly die there? I don't know. That's the one part of it is, like, you can say everything's a conspiracy until you go to the hospital and you see that they're full.
Well, there are people that are saying that they are not as full as that they claim to be.
Well, I would say the doctors have been saying otherwise. So, I mean, I love when people are experts, when the doctors themselves are saying, we're full and we've ordered extra like trucks in order to keep the bodies away, like to get the bodies out of here. So, I mean, that's my favorite thing is that people say that that's not happening. I'm like, all right, well, then I guess these hospitals that the doctors are saying they're full aren't really full.
What is the capacity at here? They have 90% capacity, 90% available here, right?
Oh, I'm talking Florida and like, as a matter of fact, is it San Antonio? I know Houston's really
bad. I see
really
the Dallas numbers every once in a while. The Dallas numbers are well over half.
So, like, Miami, Dade County, there's a couple hospitals that are actually overflowed. And then there's some in Texas as well. And Arizona is the same way. So those are the three super hot spots. And that's not a lie. That's not a joke. That's really happening. But here, no. Massachusetts is in, right now, pretty good shape, although the numbers are going up a little bit.
They're saying that there's going to be school, baby. That's what Governor Baker said.
Well, you mean like in school?
Yeah, baby. You got that right.
Yeah. I know in a lot of other states, it's all going to be online.
With guidelines. With guidelines.
Oh, there's guidelines, but they better get those little pricks in school. I'll tell you that.
I can tell you my school system just sent out a questionnaire to all parents saying, which method would you propose?
And what idiot said keep them home? Is there one person that would say keep them home?
I don't think so.
Fine, go ahead. I don't care what you're doing. But, John, you say go back.
Yeah, yes. I say go back in some way, shape, or form. But the question is, do you go back, you want everyone in, or you want a hybrid? And I think most parents are
you know, keeping an eye towards the health scare and saying more of a hybrid thing. Yeah, we have you 1 week on, 1 week off, or some kids go Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Tuesday,
you
Thursday.
You chuck them all in there. You can't get it from touching nothing. That they've come out with that.
Uh-huh.
You know what? I had a doctor. I had a guy tell me. He said that if you were going to get it from touching something, someone that would have to, with coronavirus, touch a bathroom door, open it. You would have to catch the door handle while the door was shut and pick your nose. As he said, from touching things.
I thought, how long does a virus live on a handle?
He said the chances of getting it from touching something are incredibly minute.
See, I thought it lasted longer than that. But
I think it's more the talking next to somebody.
You throw a mask on the kid. It'll be all right.
I'm sure they'll keep it on the entire time while you're not watching them.
No, you put a mask on them. You fumigate the room. You don't even have to fumigate the room. Now we're learning. They can't cough on each other. You put those little kids back in the school. You do it immediately.
It's the worst idea.
Fine. It's not a bad idea. The governor said that it's a good idea.
The regulations are no more than 10 kids at a time.
Here, maybe. If the numbers stay where they are here, yes.
Fine,
but in Florida, they want them all go back into school?
Listen. This, I understand your opinion on these things because this is affecting you in an incredibly negative way.
It's not very kind to my wife's condition. Yes,
right.
But I can understand
the incredible frustration you have when you see people doing things and you feel that that's hurting the cause, because obviously you would like to get back to some semblance of normalcy, which you have none of. None. You have no normalcy.
But you also realize the way that this is spread in all of those states was by allowing people indoors. That is it. Like, is by conducting, like, they are not, these places are, the reason they're rolling back the phases is because they let people indoors too fast. And I know I saw, like, one of the governors say, well, if you can go to Walmart, you can go to school. Well, I'm not forced to go to Walmart for 7 hours a day, 5 days a week with a bunch of kids and the teachers at this point. I mean, I know a lot of them are talking about striking if it ends up being full classrooms now.
Not in Newton. They want those kids back in school.
As I said, here's different. Right now, the numbers are that I think it would be fairly safe. Yes.
You pop those kids right back in school. They need to see other kids. They need to be in there.
And you and Daddy need your space.
I don't care about them being home. My kids need to be around other kids. Or it's the socialization aspect of it is insane. Listen, if they can play, my son's at basketball camp. My daughter's at drawing camp. My daughter plays soccer, and my son plays baseball on two teams. If they can do that, put them in school.
They're outdoors, Fred.
Basketball's indoors.
All right.
I mean, I don't want to offend you, but it's indoors.
I know, but...
What?
I mean, I don't mean to ruffle your feathers, but basketball's indoors.
That's not true.
But you're not allowed to play, like, a game. It's all drills.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, well, that's different. If they're just,
that's, if it's okay with you. But, yeah, it's inside, though. It's inside, just like school.
Are they wearing masks?
No. They're not. You can't play basketball and wear a mask.
Well, doing individual drills, maybe you can.
Well, they don't.
Okay.
They don't wear it when they're playing baseball. Coaches have to.
Everyone's just effed this up so bad. Like, if everyone bit down hard for a couple, every other country did this. Not everyone, but most of them. You bit down hard for a couple months and you didn't half measure, and now they're living their lives and everything's fine, and we just half-assed everything. And we're continuing to half-ass everything, and it's not going to get better that way. And more people are going to get sick, and sports are going to get canceled, and that's the most infuriating thing about all of this.
So you don't think that they should be able to play basketball inside?
I don't think it's a good idea, no.
Okay, well, they are.
They're doing a lot of things. I mean, there's people doing a lot of things right now that are causing the numbers to go back up.
Yep, and you're allowed to eat inside. I ate inside a restaurant last night.
Really? A lot of states, they're rolling that back, too.
Oh, boy. I don't know if I could do that.
Really?
Yeah.
You're 6 feet apart from everyone.
I know, but
that's the worst thing. That's the spreader. It's indoors.
No, but I understand the social distancing, and I understand restaurants are open if you have the ability to distance the table 6 feet. It's more of a mental thing with me. I understand the science behind it. If you separate, if you're far enough away.
Right.
I've eaten at a restaurant outside with the tables apart, But inside would just be, for me, I'm not ready to do that yet.
Yeah.
I'm not ready to do that.
You know, that's a personal choice. I can't get on you for that.
Well, thank you.
But no, I eat inside. I have nice snacks. I go inside and I glad hand everyone at the place.
High fives all around.
Are you really not touching hands?
Welcome back. I have not, no.
Jesus. Ray, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hello.
So, Fred, you can't go to school unless you've had vaccinations for measles, mumps, and rubella, right? So if you can't go to school...
Episode of Seinfeld where Kramer gets the guys from the Dominican to roll the cigars. All right, go ahead.
So if that's the case, then, like, if there's not a vaccination...
Listen, you can argue all you want, and I'm sure you have great points. They're going to school. You can argue all you want.
In some way, shape, or form, yes.
Yes, they are not online learning.
I would bet... Sitting here today, although it could change next week, it'll be a hybrid of some kind.
Yeah, well, yes. I hope that, I mean, they can do it.
It'll be a hybrid.
They're going to have to wear masks. The kids are going to have to wear masks. And you know you can't get it from touching nothing. So if they wear masks, big deal. You pop them in there. Pop them in. Get it going. Or you just put them in a huge room and do herd immunity. Like chickabocks.
Don't laugh. I'm betting someone comes up with that.
Oh no,
soon.
Someone
in a position of power will come up with that soon, I'm sure.
Rich, governor of Georgia.
Yeah. He's a winner, isn't he? he actually sued, and I was talking to Fred about this off the air. He actually sued I don't know who it was he sued.
The mayor of Atlanta.
Sued the mayor of Atlanta, Keisha Lance Bottoms.
For masks, yes.
Who wants to have masks be mandatory.
And
in
Zoe's
the city.
Inside. Her painting class is inside. I mean, if they can do all these things, they can have school. And this is all, the government's allowing this. It's not like these people have gone rogue.
yes, but I'm not sure we should be trusting the head of our government right now to handle this. Look at how things have turned out.
You don't trust Governor Baker?
I think he's done a pretty good job, but I guarantee he'll pull things back if the numbers start going back up.
You, my friend, are very vigilant.
Because there's nothing to be positive about in all this. There's nothing. Well, the numbers, this country has mishandled that. Every other country in Europe, pretty much, most of them, have done it right. And they've almost squashed this thing. Yet we can't even go to Canada yet. We can't go to Canada. We've effed this thing up so bad.
Rich is right.
And there's no
Baker's
plan.
Baker's been very proactive. If the numbers do go back up
but
and spike.
Not.
I know. But
they are going up.
Not nearly as bad as 9/10 of the rest of the country.
It just started opening back up.
Rich, you are a negative Nancy about all this stuff.
Well, there's positive and then there's being real, because being real is the only thing that can be helpful now.
You're being positive
has gotten us into this point.
No. You are in a situation.
Everything's fine. We're going to be great. Shove them back into the bar.
You're resenting everyone. You're at a point where you're full of resentment.
That is true. I am resenting the people who have half-assed this and we're still sitting here when other countries aren't. Yes,
right.
I am very resentful
of that, but your kids still wouldn't be able to do any of this stuff, even if the numbers were way down.
Sure they would. Take a look at other countries. Look what's going on over in Europe.
But you'd have to still be incredibly careful. Your situation, even if you were in one of these countries in Europe, you'd still have to be incredibly cautious.
I would, but I think that all the other kids should be able to do stuff just fine,
I would be fine with that. I mean, your life is going to suck no matter what until there's a vaccine.
That's pretty much true, but that's not why I'm resentful. I'm resentful more because
no one
can do anything.
No, if you see people do, of course, it's human nature. If you see people doing something, it probably irks you because it's a situation that sucks for you.
No, when I see people not being responsible or not wearing a mask, that pisses me off. Because that's like saying F you to everybody who does have some sort of weakness to this thing.
Yes, and I can understand that, but you understand that you are incredibly... And rightly so.
How can you not be pissed what's going on right now in the country? How can you not be pissed that there's no stopping this right now? No one's doing anything to stop it.
People are doing things to stop it.
No. Have you seen the numbers? We're not doing enough.
Not close. Not even close to enough.
In Massachusetts, we are.
Massachusetts is one of the best states in the country for this. And that's what I was telling Rich before.
All right, Jay, go ahead.
Rich. Every time you're here on the radio, you turn it into COVID talk.
Fred brought it up. Fred brought it up. Not me. Fred brought it up.
I understand, but Rich, you go on these rants. We want to listen to the show to escape it. And have
Fred brought it up. I have not brought it up in weeks.
You did yesterday.
You started on the show yesterday with a big lecture about it.
You brought it up. You asked me. Yes, you brought it up.
Okay, because the audience is getting a little annoyed with your lectures.
Fred, you're bringing it up, and I'm not going to let you say, hey, listen, everyone should just go to school. I mean, it's like, I don't agree with that.
Well, that's what the governor says. Fine. But, I mean, you tend to lecture, and
But you're bringing it up.
It doesn't require you to lecture.
Lecture? You asked me about all this stuff. John, does he lecture
about COVID?
The first segment of the show was, Rich, the first segment of the show yesterday, it was 5 minutes of you talking about it. That's true. But he's also right, Fred, in that he is not jumping the gun and saying, I want everyone step aside. I want to talk about this.
You're bringing it up.
You're the one who brought it up.
I brought it up. I'm being, I'm having
so
fun.
You're giving your opinion and he's giving his.
Rich, you're so angry. You're breathing into that mic like there's no tomorrow.
He has the Fred Toucher nose breathe. Yes, he does.
All right. We have to break. All right. We'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.